to the bushes. And
yeah. Back to the bushes with that.
Thank you very much.
In the pines, one more time.
In the pines,
in the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the cold winds blow.
Had a charge. He didn't want me to move. Well, it looks like we don't have our guests today.
Oh, we do.
They do. Are they coming?
Yeah, there's Jerry.
All right, Jerry.
Jerry, come on down here.
I doubt if he was still dancing when I left last night. You've drugged me. He drugged me. He grabbed me. I've never seen this kind of aggression out of him since I knew him. Margo and I were talking about it this morning. I said, "Did you ever? What's happened to Jerry?" And she said, "I don't." She said, "I don't know." She said, "Something." She said, "He's come out, boy." Said the, he didn't get off of that. I said, "Listen." I said, "I've been here at Augusta 3 days or whatever it was," and I said, "Nobody's asked me to dance." And I said, Jerry not only asked me to dance, he drugged me on the dance floor. I didn't have a chance to say no.
Once I got her out there, it was all over.
It was all over.
I planned to get some sleep last night.
And I wouldn't let him. That's not true. We had one dance, and then he went from woman to woman. I didn't have another chance the rest of the night.
It is a new
one. Old hat after one dance. Tell you, I've never tired so quickly and all. You wore me out in that one dance. I had to go home and go to bed. I don't know. What should we do? Shall we do it?
Why don't you...
I just told them about that 2 seconds ago. This place is on the ball. I told her if they didn't shovel that away while it's soft, it's going to drop below 30 tonight. We won't be able to get in that door. And they're on it already.
Go ahead, Hazel, you were tuning up.
No, I was just tuning up to tune. I wanted to act efficient and with it and professional and everything. I lost all my cool when I sat down in this chair.
Well, Jerry Mills is my best friend in the whole world, and he lives in Webster County, and we've done a lot of visiting people around through central West Virginia. Jerry is known mainly for his fiddle and banjo work, but he's also very interested in singing old ballads and a gifted singer. And
I don't belong up here with these golden voice boxes.
Oh, for God's sake. For God's sake. What modesty. That's not true.
Sing us that, I don't know.
I don't sing a very big repertoire of songs except for just, when I get in a group or something like that. But the, Mike has probably told you about Karen Simons, the singer who used to live up the valley here, and I was a neighbor of his for a couple of years. So most of the songs I sing, I learned from Karen's because he was such a good neighbor and made such an impression on me with his singing. He was a real old-time singer, sung everything unaccompanied and sung lots of songs. So most of the things I sing are from him, so I guess I'll try.
Water.
Yeah, but I hate to drink out. I'm coming down with something.
Well,
you can have us all.
You
yourself.
Can have all of it. Don't drink out of mine, though.
After Hazel got through with me last night,
it was wore out. Yeah, I gave him one of those communicable diseases. He'll never be the same again. I left my mark on you, Jerry.
This is The Robe and Gamblers. I think we're going to do that in D. Come all you robe and gamblers. Let me stop a minute. I think maybe this is the kind of song that Currents learned in lumber camp because he always repeated the last line. So I think that's a hint for everybody to sing along with me. The last line of every verse was always repeated. So why don't we just sing the last line back to me? Try that again.
Oh, they did.
Come all you roving gamblers, while I have money to spend, tomorrow my pockets will be empty. I'll neither have dollars nor friends. Tomorrow my pockets will be empty.
I'll neither have dollars nor friends.
I'm gonna bring it up a little. If I get drunk in your city, stagger and fall at your door, just run your hands in my pockets and rob me and tell me to go. Just run
your hands in my pockets and rob me and tell me to go.
It's up and down this old railroad. It crossed the Georgia line with hundreds of women all around me. Not a true one could I find.
With hundreds of women all around me.
Makes you sleep so sound.
It's before I'll be arrested here. That policeman, it's I'll shoot down.
It's before I'll be arrested here. That policeman, it's I'll shoot down.
If I had listened to mother, I'd not been here today. But being young and foolish, bad women have led me astray.
It's being young and foolish, bad women have led me astray.
Go dig a hole in yon meadow, so long, so deep, so low. Go dig a hole in yon meadow, and leave a poor gambler go.
Go, go dig a hole in yon meadow. Yeah, leave a gambler to go.
Oh, mother, put dice in my pockets. Scatter cards all round my head. Pretty women surround my body. Corn whiskey has killed me stone dead.
Pretty women surround my body. Cold whiskey has killed me so dead.
Come on, you rogue gamblers, while I have money to spend, you borrow my pocket. Empty, I'll linger at mother's or friends. Tomorrow my pockets will be empty. I'll neither have dollars or friends.
Well, that would be make a nice duet like that. That's great. That's a great song.
Hazel's interested in gathering up as many of these old West Virginia songs as she can, maybe for a recording project.
Yeah. My next project is
Back to the Roots.
Back to the Roots. Is I want to. I feel like that I, you know, we've done a little bit of old time, but it's sporadic and. Most usually the albums that I do are, it's a cross between bluegrass and this things that I write, which can be from old time to country western to bluegrass, that I write in all three different styles. And I feel like before I get too old and lose my voice, that I really ought to make an album of old time songs just to document it, because that's what I came from. My father was an old-time banjo picker, old-time singer, and he didn't like anything else. I mean, that's what he pounded into our head from the time we were born. And I just feel like it's, that since I'm the only one that's actually doing this, and the only one that did anything like this in my family, that it's up to me to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I'm changing the way that I'm going to go out and perform, but I just feel that I should do it. And I love it too, you know. It's always a tear within me as to what kind of music that I'm going to do. So anyway, anybody has anything they want to pass on to me, I'm collecting. I have whole bunch of stuff that I've already collected, some that I only have words to, that I'm trying to find the melodies to now. And since I don't read music, the ones that did have it written out. I'm going to have to try to find somebody to help me with that.
Singing that Beauty Bright, I bet she'd be well on that.
What's it called?
Beauty Bright.
Beauty Bright.
Charming Beauty Bright.
Charming Beauty Bright, also from Kearns Hamilton.
Beauty Bright, Bride. How is that last one pronounced or spelled?
B-R-I-G-H-T.
Bright.
Charming Beauty Bright.
You take it.
It was once, I'll try a little of it. It was once it was once. It was once I courted a charming beauty bride. I placed on her my own heart's delights. I courted her for love, and love we did attain. Do you think it any reason to sigh or But when her cruel parents came for to know that I and my true love away were bound to go, they locked her in a chair, they bound her so severe that it was the last sight that I had of my dear. Straightway to the army I'm going to go to see if I can forget my true love there or no. But it's when I got there the army shone so bright that it put me in fresh mind of my own heart's delight. For 7 long years I served the king. At the end of 7 more I returned back home again. My heart was full of sorrow, my eyes were full of tears. Oh, it's what would I give for one sight of my dear. Straightway to her parents I'm going to go to see if my true love has forgot me yet or no. But it's when I got there, the army, it's when I got there, when her mother saw me coming, she wrung her hands and cried. Said my daughter loved you dearly, and for your sake she died. It was then I was struck like the lamb that was slain. Tears from my eyes fell like showers of rain. It's oh, this grief I cannot bear. For my true love's in her grave, and I long to be there.
Pretty.
My singing voice isn't in the best
Well, that's
so.
Nice. It's really nice. Nice.
There's a lot of those songs about people coming home from the wars. want to get up with their true love again. And a lot of those old ballads, the returning soldier poses as somebody else and tries to find out if his true love still adores him, still is loyal to him as she always said she would be. So he puts her to kind of a little test, which in most of the songs I know, which she successfully passes. and then they get on the next part of it.
Is that one where he says, would see if the ring fit her or something or something like that? And the ring did.
Lois Short sat right here a month before she died and sang the song called The Soldier and the Lady. Hey, pretty fair me, song in her garden. Strange old man come a riding by. He stepped up to her and he asked her, said, pretty fair me, will you marry me? Oh, no, kind sir, I cannot honor. You are a man of high degree, but I've a sweetheart across the ocean. It's 7 long years he's been gone from me. And if he stays there 7 years longer, no other man will marry me. But if he's drowned at all in the ocean, what if he's on some battlefield slain? What if he's found in another pretty lady? And he no longer cares for thee. Well, if he's drowned, and I hope he died happy, or if he's on some battlefield slain, or if he's found him another pretty lady, I'll love the And he reached his hand down in his pocket. His fingers big and long and slim. And pulled a ring out from his pocket. That 7 years before she gave to him. She then fell down right down. Kisses he gave her, 1, 2, 3. Said, I'm your poor, poor single soldier. Return home to marry thee. Boy, Lois could really sing.
Yeah, she's great. I'm glad she got to come here that last.
We really enjoyed her. She had
and she had a fun. She was dancing and just had the biggest time. And I guess, was it 3 months or 3 weeks after that she died? It was the last time.
That fall. I think her sons got a lot of her tapes.
Oh, really?
I think so. But she was very afraid that somebody would steal her ballads and make a lot of money off them. She would sing, but we had to make a deal that all the tape recorders would be turned on.
So you've come back to me again. Since time at last has set you free. You ask again this heart of mine. Come close and let me see your face.
think I love you yet. You never meant to do me wrong. God sent this anguish to my heart to teach me to be brave and strong. Farewell, farewell, now we must part. As friend to friend, God bless you, dear. And guide you through these lonely years to where the skies are always clear. The other side, that's called A Lover's Return. That's sort of a combination of melody between the Carter Family and the Roy Acuff, but never totally hits on either one of them. It's just we also found another version of that in scrounging around through old songs. It has a little bit of a different tune. So one interesting thing of going around like that and collecting songs that you find all these different versions. And there's another one the Carter Family did called The Lover's Farewell. No, that was The Lover's Farewell, excuse me. And the other one is The Lover's Return, I think. Yeah, The Lover's Farewell, the other is Lover's Return. God, now I'm questioning it. The Lover's, let's see, the other was. Might be too high. Jerry, you should be playing on all this stuff. We have. I don't know if I know the tunes of this one or not too well. Get this cheater on here just right. I don't know if I can remember all the words. We have met and we have parted. We have spoke our last farewell. You are false, but I'll forgive you. But to forget, I cannot tell. For I love you, dear. Till I see your face once more.
then I'll plunge into the waters and land on some golden shore. Down among the trees and brushes where the lovely willows wave. Down among the trees and brushes there you'll find my lonely grave. For I
say that the Strange Creek singers used to do the Midnight on the Stormy Deep. Did you ever do that?
No, my brother and I used to do it.
Well, that's another
beautiful
song.
There's so many words.
Was that Bill Monroe?
I think we got it from the Blue Sky Boys. But Bill recorded it with Peter Rowan.
Doc Watson.
With Doc Watson. I think he might have done it with Peter too. I doubt that I could remember.
Peter did that last April or May at a bluegrass festival in Montreal, out where I live in the Seattle area. It was wonderful.
Yeah,
isn't that a good song?
Oh.
I mean, I've never heard him
all of his music was just incredible. It was just like magic.
Yeah, he was in Washington one time playing at a club and asked me to get up and do it with him right off of the top of the head. That's kind of hard to see. I'm used to singing the tenor. Do you know that?
What?
Do you know it?
Boy,
see, I'm used to singing the tenor. I don't know if the leads and the tenors are very different. I guess you know that, though, in this class. Midnight on the stormy deep, my solitary watch I keep, and think of her
lake where the southern sun refused to shine, that the
Trust the heart, it's small as thine. So fare thee well, I'd rather be my home upon some icy lake, where the summer sun refused to shine, than trust the love as false as mine. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Well, I love those poetic ones.
Yeah. Jerry, you up to one more, or are you getting tired?
Yeah. I always sing that duet, sing a little bit that
Turtle Dove. Kearns Hammond said this was his mother's song. He sang this song when he used to be spinning at night.
Yes.
And every time he tried to sing it, he would just break up. He couldn't because it was her song. He loved her so much. After she was gone, he just couldn't sing. Oh, can you see that turtle dove sitting in yonder spine? She's mourning for his own true love, just like I mourn for mine. I'm gone away. If I'm gone 100 years, this heart of mine will never be at ease until I see your face again. I'll put my right foot in my stirrup, my bridle in my hand.
Thank you.
say, rise up, pretty Katie, and go along with me across the blue mountains to the Allegheny. Then up spoke her mother, and angry was she. Katie, oh Katie, a married man is he. There's plenty of young men more handsome than he. Let him take his own wife to the Allegheny. I'll buy you a horse, love, and a saddle to ride. I'll buy me another to ride by your side. We'll stop at every alehouse and drink when we drive. Then across the blue mountains, oh Katie and I. Oh mother, he's a man of my heart. Wouldn't it be sad if we had to part? He'd value any woman that ever he'd see. Across the blue mountains to the Allegheny. They started out at daybreak on a dapple land of Rome. Through the cold shivering pines where the mockingbird moans. Past the dark cabin windows where eyes never see. Then across the blue mountains to the Allegheny. Then across the blue mountains to the Allegheny.
That's real pretty. So it meant she did go with him.
She went with him.
Poor old fool.
Boy, you couldn't say she wasn't young, though.
She was warned. Her mother tried to warn her.
Yeah.
That's what I kept waiting for, that big dramatic ending. Let's make one for it,
please. All right. Make one. Put it to them, Hazel.
Lay it on them, huh? Yeah.
Put it back in when history left out. Would you get your fiddle and play that Kentucky tune, Flanagan's Dream? We were talking the first day about how some fiddle tunes seem to tell stories. And I don't know, maybe there's one you'd rather play than Finding His Dream, but that's the one. That... If you can't hear a story in this tune, you're not listening to it as hard as I am.
Well, there is one that I have found that I'm probably going to do on the old time record, that they think, when I asked you to do the other night, Cruel Willie,
oh, yes,
that we only knew of an instrumental version of it. And it's real eerie, isn't it? But then we were collecting from this collector and found that somebody had put some words to it from a woman's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some women singing it in like falsetto voices. So what we think the tune is old, but what they did was put some words to it. It's really neat.
Uh-huh. Flannery's
dream? Oh, wait a minute. I'm tuned about 10 miles away.
Okay, play something else.
I'll play this other tune that was come from Kearns' uncle. Strange title, he called it The Queen of the Earth and the Child of the Skies.
Great title.